This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Have you heard of the Summit Food Coalition? It's been growing rapidly for the past year under its first full-time executive director. In this week's Oh Really, we'll learn more about the coalition's mission to help feed Northeast Ohio.
I wanted to know, what is the Food Coalition and what is it trying to do in Northeast Ohio?
Tom Lucas lives in Cuyahoga Falls. In warmer months, he calls his yard a food forest of peppers, tomatoes, and eggplants. He asked Oh Really about the Food Coalition because he wanted to bring its work to a wider audience.
You must have a little bit of familiarity with that. Until recently, you were on the board.
Yes, I believe now there's a good foundation by which the organization can help people become more aware of how local food can strengthen us as individuals and as a community.
The Summit Food Coalition was mostly volunteer until a year ago. At that time, Beth Knorr, who managed the Countryside Conservancy's farmers markets for a decade, became the coalition's first full-time executive director.
We actually have four areas of focus. We like to call them the A's and the E's. It's access, advocacy, entrepreneurship, and education.
Education includes working with students in the Akron Public Schools culinary program or providing grants for people who take courses on how to start community gardens through Let's Grow Akron. That's one way to access fresh food, which Knorr says can be a challenge.
Whether or not they have a full-service grocery store in their neighborhood, whether or not their school has free or reduced lunch programs, how do families access food in their daily lives, but what the quality is, and does that support our local agricultural community? That creates more jobs locally, and that's why the entrepreneurship piece is key.
Access and entrepreneurship come together at farmers markets like the one run by Countryside Conservancy in Bath. Beth Knorr shops there almost every Saturday morning.
My next meal is probably polenta from Mud Run Farm and roasted root vegetables from Morningside Farm.
As she browses, Susan Schmidt has a question. Her family farm produces honey, vegetables, and eggs.
Can we get someone to come from the food bank to the farmers market? So when there's just a few bunches of things left over, but it's more than I can eat and not enough to sell to somebody else, to a restaurant, to where that could just get donated to the food bank and it would be easy for us?
It might be easier to work with an individual pantry than the food bank itself. I can help facilitate that, yeah. I can get you in contact with the folks at the food bank who can maybe make some suggestions on where might be a good place to do that.
My chickens don't need all that charge, they got other things to eat.
Right.
So that's exactly what you guys do. Get ideas like this and see if you can make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. How do we integrate the different pieces of the food system so that it works better for everybody?
Building those connections is important to Julie Castell of Miss Julie's Kitchen, a vegan restaurant in Akron. She's also a Food Coalition member, and at the market on Saturday, she was doing a brisk business in vegan donuts.
All right, what you thinking? This is marshmallow, like s'mores with chocolate.
Castell says the coalition can be described as a way to build ties within the area's food ecosystem.
Where I personally focus on the entrepreneurial side and the business side of local food, others are focused on the education part, the health equity, teaching. We have committees that form around different issues. But for me, mostly it's about creating jobs in an ecosystem where we are making money. So we're not all nonprofits out here competing for the same dollars.
She gives examples of how she works within that ecosystem to bring her vegan products to market.
My apples are local. My spelt flour I get from an Amish farmer. He grinds it fresh for me every week. My spelt, my oats, my open pollinated organic corn for my corn flour.
After filling her shopping bag with some rutabagas and choice cuts of meat, Beth Knorr is ready to go home and start making lunch. As she looks around the market, she acknowledges that many of the shoppers in Bath may not appear to be food insecure. But for people who are, she's advocating, that fourth piece of her two A's and two E's. She says the Food Coalition continues to work toward getting farmers markets to accept SNAP benefits. The coalition is working on legislation for Akron City Council to update urban farming ordinances. And next month, at the Akron Summit County Public Library's Garden Affair, one of the exhibits will be the Summit Food Coalition.
It's a little bit economic development, it's a little social service, it's a little strategizing, is a little bit of everything.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.